This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Folks, we are back live broadcasting worldwide on this Sunday edition, going out on hundreds of radio stations, hundreds of TV stations, and at Infowars.com/show, banned everywhere else except Twitter with live streaming, but they can't stop you, ladies and gentlemen, and your own free speech from taking my videos, taking our reports that are free to air, editing them, re-releasing them, combining with other information. It's your right to do it. As President Trump said this week, we are still a free country and we have a First Amendment, but they're trying to steal the election for the globalist, for the establishment. We've got so much coming up today, but I first want to go to this John Baum report that's so critical. First Amendment kidnapped by LSD-addled lunatics. Here it is.
Silicon Valley calls it information operations. That's the name Facebook head of cybersecurity policy, Nathaniel Gleischer, dubbed limiting free speech during the cabal's recent secret meeting in San Francisco. The tech giants want us to think they're monitoring foreign actors, which they're trying to do. But what other information operations are they cracking down on in there? PJ Media reports multiple posts sharing articles by prominent conservatives have been temporarily censored on Facebook under the excuse that they look like spam. Facebook censored the New York Post as Post contributor Selena Zico discovered, quote, "So this is interesting. Facebook took down my posts of my reporting for the New York Post. I've received 9 separate messages from readers telling me the same thing has happened to them. What's up, Facebook?" Zito asked in a tweet. And without missing a beat, the SPLC, which is facing at least 60 defamation lawsuits for targeting those that don't share their left-wing nut job views on their notorious hate map, continues its madness with the aid of Silicon Valley culture. A culture that has been microdosing on LSD for years to enhance performance.
There is a trend now, especially in Silicon Valley, interestingly enough, toward what is known as LSD microdosing. And that is the using of very, very small amounts of LSD for performance enhancement rather than to have a psychedelic experience. If a 100 microgram dose of LSD would be an official trip, if you will, 10 micrograms of LSD is a brightening and clarifying agent. It seems that around 10 micrograms or so, or 12 micrograms of LSD, is sufficient to generate what we know as a flow state, a sense of easily moving through the day, feeling that you have all your faculties with you, enhanced mental clarity, maybe greatly increased sensory acuity.
But LSD doesn't continue to work in small doses. And since 2011, the trend is alive and well, as Forbes reports. It seems that the uber-smart 20-something set is looking for a healthy alternative to Adderall, with the motivation being partly driven by a search for the creative and innovative effects from LSD, explains Fatiman. Since he first described the concept of microdosing at a conference in 2011, the number of people experimenting with this technique using LSD has been increasing, he reports. But anyone that has experienced LSD knows overuse eventually leads to mood swings, unwanted hallucinations, distorted thinking, impulsiveness, impaired judgment, and borderline schizophrenia.
Hey, don't take those, man.
What?
Wow, man.
Hey, what was that, man?
You just gave
the most acid I've ever seen anybody eat in my life.
Hey, man, I never had no acid before, man.
Congratulations, Congress. This is who is currently in charge of our First Amendment. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
I'm standing in this briefing room right now. There is no government official here, but I'll say that the press is not the enemy of the people. But I'll say that the press is not the enemy of the people. The press is not the enemy of the people. The press is not the enemy of the people.
They came in peace.
Maybe we should go out on Pennsylvania Avenue, like these folks who chant CNN sucks and fake news. Maybe we should go out, all journalists should go out on Pennsylvania Avenue and chant, we're not the enemy of the people. We're not the enemy of the people. We're not the enemy of the people. We're not the enemy of the people.
Anyone who says these pills are just spray-painted Mike and Ike.
Cortex Quake! Thank God they didn't get the formula or didn't get the jump on us with ultimate female force. My beautiful wife had three children one day after she even looked at a bottle of female force. But let me tell you, as Tuck Buckford knows, my cousin, and as I know as well, we came up with the ultimate known herbal formula for your little lady friend. Popeye turns into a badass when he eats spinach. My little lady turns into Godzilla when she takes it. So remember, you can get your ultimate female force today at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com and tell the mainstream media they can go straight to hell as you fund the First Amendment and unlock the incredible dynamo that is your little lady friend. Whoa! I love it!
announced that during the upcoming U2 tour, he's going to wave a giant EU flag on stage. Well, U2 is kicking off its tour in Berlin this week, and we've just had one of our more provocative ideas. During the show, we're going to wave a big, bright, blue EU flag. According to Bono, waving a giant EU flag is transgressive. It's a radical act. Waving a flag that represents a giant unelected bureaucracy. So radical! Waving a flag that represents the interests of a Byzantine metropolitan elite who have repeatedly ignored the democratic will of European citizens. So transgressive! Waving a flag that represents draconian, self-serving, neoliberal economic policies that have ruined the lives of working-class people in Greece, Italy, and Spain. So radical! Waving a flag that represents a federal superstate whose entire agenda is based around removing sovereignty and control from ordinary people. So transgressive! One of the richest celebrities on the planet, waving a flag that represents one of the most opaque, autocratic institutions on the planet. So radical! Mate, remember when Geldof stuck his middle finger up at those working-class fishermen? Yeah. In comparison, you make him look like a man of the people. Bono says he's proud to recall when Germany welcomed fright and Syrian refugees. Remember, this was the same guy who back in 2015 lectured us all not to use the word migrants. We must call them refugees. Then what happened? Waves and waves of migrants, not refugees, flooded into Germany. It was 2,000 migrants who molested over 1,000 women in Cologne on New Year's Eve in 2015. It was a migrant who barreled a truck through a Berlin Christmas market in December 2016, killing 12 people and injuring 56 others. Germany's violent crime rate increased, and 90% of it was attributable to male migrants. Yeah, hope you're proud, Bono. Really proud. Hey, Bono, if you're so proud, why didn't you take in any refugees? I mean, you're worth $700 million, and you own 3 multi-million dollar properties. But don't expect him to take in any refugees, since he doesn't even like having neighbors. Not content with living in a single mansion in 2005, Bono bought the one next door. Still no room for those frightened Syrian refugees, though. Oh, but he temporarily changed the chorus of the U2 song to raise awareness. So I guess that's something, right? Bono says only dirty right-wing nationalists think that diversity is a danger because Bono loves diversity. He loves diversity so much. He spends most of his time living in an affluent suburb of Dublin that's almost entirely white. So diverse. In a town which is full of mega-rich celebrities like himself. So diverse. What's the difference between God and Bono? God doesn't walk around Dublin believing he's Bono. That was a joke.
That really saddens me.
Bono says he's proud of Europe's fight to end climate change. A fight that Bono does his best to contribute towards by travelling around Europe in his luxury private Learjet and lazing around in his CO2-belching 140-foot yacht. U2's private jet carbon footprint for its 2009 tour was also big enough to fly the band to Mars and back. Bono also paid for 2 long-distance taxi rides and a flight to pick up a hat that he'd forgotten. So proud of you, Bono. Bono says he's also proud of the fight to end global poverty. So proud that his charity called out giant corporations who use shell companies and offshore tax havens to siphon much-needed funds out of developing countries. But not proud enough for Bono himself to refrain from buying into a partnership of one of those very shell companies. Bono's so proud of the fight to end global poverty that his charity, which was set up to help fight global poverty, gives so much money to help fight global poverty. No, no, that's right. It gives just 1% of its income to fight global poverty. According to Bono, Europeans living under the EU are happier than ever. So happy that according to a recent poll, Europeans living in France, Germany and Spain, the countries most closely embroiled with the EU, are overwhelmingly pessimistic about their children's future. In France, for example, just 9% thought that their children would be better off than them in the future. So happy. Meanwhile, Bono now says he's inspired by Pope Francis' solidarity
with the most vulnerable.
Unless, of course, you're talking about vulnerable children being sexually abused by Catholic priests, something Pope Francis has helped cover up for years. Here's an idea, Bono. If you really do care about protecting the vulnerable, why not have a word with Popey about how he rewarded the cardinal who raped little boys for decades? Doesn't sound very inspirational to me. So, Bono, go ahead and wave your little EU flag, perform your insufferable celebrity virtue signal. Because that very sanctimonious, out-of-touch, imperious, know-it-all attitude is precisely why we voted to leave the EU in the first place.
Gates of hell, but I won't.
That's Paul Joseph Watson with InfoWars.com. That full video is on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Okay, I'm going to kick off the main broadcast. I wanted to play some of those interesting reports first when we come back. And we're going to talk about why is InfoWars the most demonized, the most attacked, the most scorned broadcast in the world now. You know, a lot of folks say, oh, we're censored or, oh, we're under attack. But this is really going on. And so we're going to discuss why is that, because the answer to that is the answer to everything. And later I'll tell you, why do I have this Colt 9/11 handgun right here? Well, the same guy that made President Trump one is going to the National Archives, made me this, and it is one of the sweetest shooting. I mean, I was shooting bullseye at like 30 yards the first time I shot it. It's pretty amazing, and it symbolizes Americana. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm Maria Brouse, Director of Media and Community Relations for Public Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to march for babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Only 65 days left to what is the most important election in world history. We're live 7 days a week. I'm here fighting because this is the most critical time in human development. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you so much for joining us. All right. I have masses and tons of breaking, incredible video clips, news, your phone calls coming up, so much more here today on this live Sunday edition. But the first thing I want to just state is, why is InfoWars under such attack? Why is it demonized so much by corporate media, by the Republican establishment, by the Democrat establishment, by foreign governments? What is it we're covering? Well, it's that there's a breakaway civilization. That's not just a statement. It's true. Of the military-industrial complex controlled by a technological elite. Those are quotes from President Eisenhower in his farewell address in 1961. And a technological elite of eugenicists, that was the big craze up until the end of World War II, they went underground into the U.S. DARPA development system. Most of them were pro-Hitler. The others were pro-communist. They all believed in command and control, centralization by elites because they're the elites. And they've now established much of a world government that's based on austerity and based on racial division and based on balkanization and based on divide and conquer. And so we are coming at it from a position of it's unelected, it's unaccountable, it's corrupt, it doesn't have your interest in mind, it's very, very evil. We should say no to this. And people around the world are starting to say no to it. People around the world are starting to understand this. And instead of just being tribal about a football team or a baseball team or even your church, which isn't about Christ, but about the community of the church, and most of these things, they're just social clubs. What about the human ethos of Renaissance and controlling your own destiny and being free that God really tried to build and give you a chance at? What about that first understanding of free will? And globalism is about a worldwide social credit score, a mark of the beast, where if you don't behave and do what they say, you're basically blocked off from society. You can starve to death. You try to live out in the country like the Amish or something, here come the armored vehicles because they say you're a cult. This is manifesting. This is happening. This is the big issue that we face as a civilization and as a society right now. So that's why they're trying to shut us down. It's because you can talk about left wing or right wing. You can debate fascism versus anti-fascism. You can debate all this window dressing and all the deck chairs and furniture and silverware and cutlery and plates and china. and the food being delivered onto the deck of the Titanic right as it hits that iceberg. But you've hit the iceberg. And so the question is, what are you going to do about it? And I'm the one pointing out the ship's listing and that Trump's trying to save the ship. He's got pumps going. They're trying to put fires out. And the average leftist is trying to sabotage that, saying that, you know, we've got to basically send the ship to the bottom, and that's how we fix things. And you've got Bill Maher, and you've got the other Democrats saying, let's have a depression, let's teach Americans to submit. And you've got them so freaked out that we have a 4.6% growth rate, and they're doing everything they can to sabotage the productivity of this country and of capitalism, because they're the globalists. They already have a rigged economy. They already have private jets. They already have money. They want you to live in a two-party system where you're a communist on the ground having nothing like a poor Chinese serf, but then the political party are all a bunch of billionaires who are above the law and can have you executed like that. It's called authoritarianism. It's not fascism. It's not communism. It's authoritarianism carried out by an oligarchy. A plutocracy. And if you don't know what those terms are, look them up and understand what we're facing. I keep seeing us still using Google as a search engine constantly. Google is worthless. It's a broken search engine. It doesn't work. Bing is Microsoft, but it's kind of the old Google search thing. DuckDuckGo's okay. Just want to point that out for TV viewers. Now, who are the globalists? What is their aim? What do they want to do? And when you find out how monstrous they are, when you find out how bad they are, when you find out how out of control they are, then it becomes exponential understanding that you've got to stop them, that you've got to do something to block them, because they are literally predatory and out to get you. The New York Times isn't a yellow journalism fake news outfit. It is a kingpin-owned, anti-American, robber baron, weaponized mafia, intimidation, weapon system run by stay behind networks of Barack Hussein Obama and the foundations and the CIA publicly. And it freaks them out at the Washington Post, the New York Times, and CNN that are all part of the same group that I know this. Because it's their religion that you're dumb scum. When they go to a barbecue in flyover country, they look at you as dumb idiot bumpkins. And see, it rubs salt in their wounds that I have a Texas twang, and they've got this idea that Texans wipe their asses with corn cobs and that, you know, we ride horses to work. And so the fact that I am alpha male and I have a gravelly voice and I am confident and I am aggressive and I know more about their criminal operations than they do, that completely and totally flips them out. Because if you're a pinhead genetic psychopath like Zuckerberg or Eric Smith or Barack Obama, chosen because you come from lines of people that are absolutely evil, and because you operate with no emotion except for domination of the innocent and to abort humanity, the spirit of pure Satanism, abort humanity, destroy humanity, toast the evil, dominate, destroy creation, become God. Because they come from blasphemous bloodlines. That's what it is. Committed to destruction of you and your family with laser hate focus. The fact that they see humanity struggling free from their spiritual bloodlust enrages them. And they see that I'm not afraid, except for failure, and that I'm moving against them, and that we're building a community of people that care and using our own instincts and spirit not to worship football or some facsimile or some prosthesis, but the real thing. And as we pull away from their system, they become more and more and more panicked. And they don't know what to do. And they're scared. And so we're on the battlefield now with these people. But the reason we've been banned is we're talking about the real world. We're talking about the real system. We're talking about how it actually operates. And pointing out who they are. And that's why they want us destroyed, because we have hope and we believe in you and you believe in us and we formed a community. Now we come back. This whole McCain thing's a giant distraction and sickening, but from this evil we can learn something. So we'll play some of these key clips of the scripting and look at the message behind the globalist vampires' overall operation.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
You know, there's only been a few people who've come out and told you from the inside what's going on. But if you actually look at the news and all the things that are going on, what you're being told by Bill Joy of Sun Microsystems and people like Elon Musk is exactly what's going on. And so I've got literally dozens of amazing clips. I've got hundreds of amazing articles. I've got guests chomping at the bit to come on the show. I've got all these really interesting reports. But I just know at a fundamental level, I want to explain this. Hollywood, the whole culture, everything that the media sells you is bad for you, to dumb you down, to control you, to get you out of the way, because the establishment wants to steal the future. And they want to bring in third world populations to drive down wages and blow up the engine of free market and savings because they don't want any competition. And they write books admitting all of this. So see, it's not my opinion, but they say the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again with imagining different results. But here's the problem. I'm not insane. And we have rebooted, you and I together, this audience, who are really activists, who are the tip of the spear. Americana, free market, renaissance, understanding of globalism. We're winning all over the world. Globalism is in trouble all over the world. The fact that big banks lecture everybody to open borders and raise taxes, but they live behind big walls and they're tax exempt. And they have bodyguards, but they want our firearms. It's elitism. It's hypocrisy. And people know that. People understand that. So I'm going to explain it again real, real slow. Most people would kill to be the black sheep bad boy, most banned news information in the world. Well, I would kill, not literally, but figuratively, to not be banned, and to when I have the number one Android app or the number one iPhone app, they leave it at the top instead of delisting it. We went to number one, they just delisted it. It's still number one. Millions of downloads apiece now. But they don't want to give any attention to the fact that you want freedom. They don't give any attention to the fact that you want free market, or that you want Americana, or that you want Apple and Google to not run slave factories, because Google's involved with some of their Androids as well in China, and that you want them to be moral companies. They don't want you to feel like your lobbying or what you do has any power. They want to demoralize you. And everything they do is about demoralizing you. They're setting up a corporate world government where everything you do is tracked in real time to game you and scam you and rip you off and consolidate markets, in their own words. And then they use all this fake liberal talk about Black Lives Matter and transsexual this and that as just nebulous cover stories about how Tim Cook's good because he's gay, and so it's okay that Apple has the worst factories in China. Or, oh, the head of Google's an Indian person, so he can't be bad. He doesn't have to talk to Congress. And it's so cheap and it's so stupid, but the largesse of having somewhat of a free country created so much wealth that the average person is just basically stunned and in la-la land and watching Netflix shows. And the average man thinks acting upright and being part of the establishment is what gets him ahead, when the truth is he's not even a player in the arena and might as well not even exist if you're not fighting globalism, because it's the mark of the beast. It's the one world government. It's the end of the family. Everything this system does is to target goodness and sustainability and independence. And it's here. And it's attacking you and your family. And it wants InfoWars off the air, as they call me from NBC to CBS to CNN, a virus and a disease and an evil, horrible, dark-hearted person who they didn't lie about, when anybody that's actually listened knows it's the opposite. And why is it? Because we studied the globalist paradigm. We know their operation, and it's not that hard. And if other people start looking into what we've said, as intelligence agencies have done, as militaries have done, as members of our own government and other governments have done, they go, my God, why did we never see this? Now it all makes sense. And once you see that tiny technological, scientific, mad scientist elite, and you see how anti-human they are, your very humanity, your very bones cries out against it on our great quest to the stars. From fire on to distant nebulas and other dimensions, and you realize the fundamental threat and the fear and the anxiety you've been feeling but not knowing what it is being misdirected by the social engineers, but they're the threat, and they're the problem, and they're the enemy, and they're the ones that want to steal the future from you and your family. So your future, your birthright, your soul, your destiny is all being stolen from you right now. That's a fact. It's incontrovertible. It's prima facie. It's on its face. And that's why they want to shut down. That's why they're scared of us. That's why they want us off the air. That's why they want to make an example out of InfoWars to say, anybody else stands up, we'll destroy you like Alex Jones. Because they think you're scared. They don't know you were asleep. And all of us were asleep to degrees. And so they keep thinking, because they're fear-based and they're cowards, that if they try to make you scared, that's going to make you submit. But once you realize that if you submit, it sells you and your family out, and that it literally destroys your soul because you sign on to spiritual enslavement, then you realize all that matters is resisting these people. All that matters is free will. All that matters is getting out of their control. And then it becomes a struggle. And once you're in the struggle, you don't think about the consequences anymore because you've already counted the consequences and your gut knows the truth. And you move against it with inexorable strength. And it's the strength of this audience of activists in the arena, and the strength of our crew, and the strength of our guests, and the strength of our will, studying the globalist operation even more than they themselves study it, causing a debate within their compartmentalized systems that fundamentally challenges their entire paradigm, and that's why they want us off the air, because we look at the John McCain's, and we look at the establishment, and where they die, and what they have, and they're so empty, they're so pathetic, they're so wicked, they're so crazed, that you're like, my God, sell my soul to be that? And then you realize it's all a fraud. I said I'd play the clips of them at the McCain funeral, and just the inversion of reality, but I'll do that in the next segment. Very briefly, if you do not financially fund us and get great products at the same time, the enemy will win. But they're really angry that despite all their attacks the last few years, we are still moving forward. They've slowed us down a little bit, but thanks to you, it looks like we may jump to the next level. We've got a Labor Day special, sales up to 50% off on our best-selling supplements, amazing T-shirts, books, films, but sign up for auto ship on things like the Wake of America coffee that's really good and things like Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, and all the rest of it. By the way, Bodies is about to sell out. It's the strongest turmeric formula out there from our research. The curcuminoid level is 95%. The competitors are 3% because they're just a scam. They just have a bunch of marketing and don't give you any real curcumin. And this is the strongest out there. And it's about to sell out. You get a 50% off despite that. 60-day supply. InfoWarsStore.com. Discover. Just like our information is game-changing. Most banned broadcasts in the world. Well, our products are just as good as our info. Because everything I do, I try my best to give you the absolute 100% truth. I do look through rose-colored glasses, though. So sometimes I'm not perfect.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this, this is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, so our intrepid reporter, Millie Weaver, has been going to all these Trump rallies across the country, in Ohio, Indiana, Florida, you name it. Her and Gavin Wentz, her husband, they make a great team, and their camper. They have a son, too, driving around the country for InfoWars, covering things on the road, like the solar eclipses, lunar eclipses, you name it. But watch live, Black America Celebrates Trump Recovery and Make America Great Again Love. I did a live feed before the show today, and it's posted up on the site. There's also her report as well. It is powerful and very, very heartwarming. And you listen to these people who happen to have dark skin, and they're just so well-spoken and so nice and so good, and they say, hey, if you're black, come to a Trump rally. You never got so much love. And they talk about one guy's in a union, and he says, I've never had so much work. And everybody else is like, this is awesome. And then the media sits there and attacks them. And there's one of the famous guys, Blacks for Trump. I've got up on the screen if you're a TV viewer. You can see his, you got his Hillary for prison, InfoWars.com, bumper sticker. All orders, by the way, at InfoWarsStore.com. Get some of those. But it's just a very, very powerful video. That's my overall breakdown of it on the site. But you can also find her video on InfoWars just by itself. She had a bunch of others. Just amazing. So I do intend next hour to play her little short report on Black Americans Celebrate Trump Recovery and Make America Great Again Love. Because that's what it's all about, is this is your country. Whether you're brown-skinned or white-skinned or pink-skinned or whatever it is, you've got more opportunities here than almost anywhere else in the world. And the globalists are trying to pull that down and destroy it. Now, let's talk about the facts here. I've interviewed sailors who were on the Forrestal when McCain did the wet start and fired the rocket and blew up a bunch of planes, and his dad was the top admiral, and they covered it up. But let's forget that. He was then in the Keating Five and stole $500 million and admitted, he said, oh, it was terrible what I did. It'll be on my tombstone. But no, it's not, because they're covering up for your crimes. Then he was for open borders, gun control, helped the Democrats, threw the election to Obama, voted against getting rid of Obamacare, helped fund ISIS, helped cover up Benghazi. The guy's a monster. But the media and the both political parties are trying to create this weird, sick unity for their corrupt system nobody likes and nobody wants. And you get McCain's Democrat Party daughter up there and everything else. It's just a sick joke. We're going to go to that in a moment. But everything they say about Trump is, again, inversed. Meghan McCain says that Trump is full of all this fake rhetoric. Oh, what's he got, a magic wand? Like Obama said, you cannot get the 3% growth rate. It's down 4.6. In fact, they're reporting record stakes are being sold, record home purchases, record building, record, and now Trump's cut the growth of the deficit in half, which is a start. I mean, how do you sit there and watch what Trump's doing, like turning water into wine? And I'm not comparing him to Christ. I'm just saying it's metaphysical. And then get super angry and then cheerlead the downfall of the country. It's just crazy. People spitting in the face of their own recovery. But the first thing I want to play is a little clip of Chuck Todd. NBC ran the hoax with Media Matters and everybody else that I said, get your battle rifles ready. And I won't even say it on air because they'll cut it out. They're so criminal. They're so evil. They're such frauds that then they say that, you know, that I said, get your battle rifles ready and use them on the press, which I never said. Well, they came out and said, oh, this unifies America. You know, it's either saying bye to an old legacy, which it really is, a little moment of truth by Chuck Todd, the Democratic operative, or it's a call to arms. Well, that doesn't mean, and we posted the article on Infowars.com from Newsbusters saying Democrats call for more violence, which they do all the time. Hashtag hunt Republicans, all of it. But that saying a call to arms is not a call to arms. Like when I say we're in an information war, playing a game of chicken, it's high noon, and we're going to march out there and not blink and take them down. That doesn't mean I mean literally. And Chuck Todd did not mean that. And I just want to say I'm taking the high road, even though NBC doesn't. So I can be like, did you hear? Chuck Todd called for violence. Chuck Todd called for calling to arms and weapons to kill Republicans. Did you hear? Will Chuck Todd be taken off? Major scandal. Did you hear? Chuck Todd said, get guns and attack Republicans. That's what Lester Holt did. He goes, I'm getting chills right now. Jones called for getting guns and attacking us physically and killing us. You are a damn liar. I was talking about Antifa saying they're coming to kill members of ICE at their houses and members of Congress, like Scalise. And I said, if I was a member of Congress or I was doxxed by Antifa, I'd have my battle rifle to protect myself. That's the opposite of saying go out and kill people. Holy mackerel. But again, that's the fraud they are. Everyone uses hyperbole like it's high noon or the Red River Shootout. Does that mean the Sooners in Oklahoma and the UT Texans are going to actually shoot each other at the Cotton Bowl? Call the Red River Shootout. Does it mean it's a physical one? And again, that's the fraud of these people. How would every major channel in the country say that I said kill Mueller, which I never said, or I said get guns and go after the media, because they're getting ready to do it themselves. Just like the sun came up this morning. We're 65 days out. be vigilant, have your cameras ready. When something happens, go to the scene, document it, because they don't want us questioning it. They want me out of the way and discredited ahead of their move on Trump. I'm not that important. The audience is important as eyes and ears, and that's why they want you silenced. So, in the interest of fairness, and then showing we take the high road, I could go, my good, by their yardstick, Chuck Todd just called for the murder of President Trump with firearms. A call to arms. No, it's not. It's a figure of speech. We have Democrats calling for me to be indicted in newspapers for saying I'm going to have a confrontation politically at high noon and I'm not going to blink with Mueller. I mean, this is crazy. So the last thing I'd want is that corrupt guy having something done to him. Does that make him a martyr? But let's go ahead and go to Chuck Todd. Here it is.
As I had a few senators who I talked to before the event and after, who said, you know what, maybe it'll be a call to arms. Maybe the fact that you had, think about this, you had spontaneous applause break out for Meghan McCain's eulogy.
Yep.
When was the last time you heard that? Applause at a eulogy.
Remains to be seen if anything will change based on it, but yeah. Certainly that energy was in the room yesterday in that cathedral.
Okay. So a call to arms means getting together, really taking action. It does not mean shooting anybody, okay? But the media thinks you're so dumb when I say the exact same stuff and say politically, I'm going to, you know, like, we're dropping truth bombs. When you're over the target, you're getting the flack, and we're dropping those 2,000-pound bombs. Remember Glenn Beck when he was on CNN, a kind of a fake conservative? But money bombs and Ron Paul's raising like $5 million a day sometimes. He'd go, they talk about Guy Fawkes Day and bombs and blowing up. And they have things called money bombs where they want to blow up things. That was before folks knew what a money bomb was. Trying to hope you thought that. That's the brain at CNN saying do that. No, they're the ones hyping violence. They're the ones gearing up all this. So, let's go ahead now and go to Meghan McCain, this Democrat, anti-gun, anti-American globalist, saying that there's cheap rhetoric out of Trump. No, Trump's been delivering. Here it is.
He was a great man. We gather here to mourn the passing of American greatness. The real thing, not cheap rhetoric from men who will never come near the sacrifice he gave so willingly, nor the opportunistic appropriation of those who live lives of comfort and privilege while he suffered and served.
What a hateful woman.
He was a great fire who burned bright.
Oh, yeah, right. Globalist, total globalist. So there you go. Now, Obama gets up there and talks a bunch of trash. That's coming up. But again, real rhetoric? Rhetoric saying there's no magic wand. Trump actually did it, and it's coming back. Trump's delivering. Trump's the opposite of rhetoric. Trump's delivering. Here it is.
But for those folks who've lost their job right now because a plant went down to Mexico, you know, that isn't going to make you feel better. And so what we have to do is to make sure that folks are trained for the job that are coming in now, because some of those jobs of the past are just not going to come back. And when somebody says, like the person you just mentioned, who I'm not going to advertise for, that he's going to bring all these jobs back, well, how exactly are you going to do that? What are you going to do? There's no answer to it. He just says, well, I'm going to negotiate a better deal. Well, how exactly are you going to negotiate that? What magic wand do you have? And
it's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.